39. Into the weekend, Saturday partly sunny and pleasant, 81. Sunday mixed skies, mugginess returning, maybe a shower and a high of 82. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Ryan Chambers joins us in this report from WRCO Radio. So you graduated to the coaching ranks, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's something that I did last year and figured why not come back. So we're back at it.
When you come back here to the Simons and you see all this center of activity, does it bring back a lot of memories?
Yeah, it brings back just everything that I had from 11 years to what was last year. I mean, it's just the same feeling of, all right, here we go, let's do this.
Have you stayed, do you still swim some or not?
Not entirely anymore. I try and get in the pool as much as I can, but usually it's only when I'm helping the kids, so...
So I was going to say, Coach Hyen can't do it all himself. He needs a staff with this kind of volume of swimmers, right?
Yeah, we've upgraded from just having Chad to myself, Nora, and Stephanie, too. And it's been a lot more helpful for Chad and the kids as well. Get some more individual time to just work on the skills.
Does every coach kind of have their individual strengths then they teach?
It's pretty much, we're just a powerhouse. Overall, I think all of us could sub in at any position, any age for each kid and do just fine. So
what are you doing these days?
I'm just working here, doing Quick Trip, doing my own lawn mowing business. I mean, I don't sit down too much, man. I just try and be active while I can.
And you play in a band once in a while, right?
Yeah, every now and then. You'll see me with a couple of bald dudes hanging around at BMO Harris Bank, I guess.
You get thrown in when they need a replacement, right?
Yeah, when Jeff Behrens isn't around being in 7 other bands.
He's in, 6 of them are broken up or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that.
So this is a nice meet here, the final home meet for the kids, and it looks like they're all pretty fired up for this.
Oh, yeah. I think every kid here is just ready to just push it all and give it their all before our conference meet. It's always the home meets that they get really excited for, and they're really kicking butt for it. So,
who's the team to beat here tonight?
Honestly, I'm not even too worried about us beating any other teams. I for the whole season, have just been working with the kids' strengths. This year has just been kind of it's nice to beat other teams, but the transition of skills that we do in practice to just seeing them improve in meets is what I look forward to the most.
You have siblings on the team, don't you?
Yes, Leah and Lauren are both on the team.
Do they take coaching from the big brother or not?
Leah's trying to get into coaching. Lauren's still a little young to coach, but they still, I think when I'm gone, they will definitely still want to keep coaching, so...
Sounds good.
Well, keep up the good work. Thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it, Mr. Nee. Have a good day.
You bet. Ryan Chambers on this report from WRCO Sports. We'll be back to the Simons Recreation Complex in just a moment.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It's time right now for our annual Simon Shark Swim Team special broadcast. It's the last meet of the year, and Phil Nee and Bo Hendricks will be there. The Sharks are hosting a swimming quadrangular, and you will hear from swimmers, coaches, and more. Right now, it's time to head over to Simon's Recreation Complex as we join WRCO-FM's Phil Nee.
Nora Vandeweel joins us at WRCO for this report. Nora, you're helping out coaching the Simons, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm not really from around here in Richland Center. I'm from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. I grew up there, and I go to school in at UW-Madison. But I have an internship this summer in Schreiber, and so I'm living with some family, my aunts, uncles, and my cousins. And my youngest cousin, he's in the swim team here, and I swam for 11-plus years. And so like, this is a great way to get an opportunity just to fill up my afternoon, but also just kind of bring back that swimming aspect in my life. So, yeah, it's been awesome so far.
Were you on a swim team as a youngster?
Yeah, I was on club team, high school team. We had a summer program like this in Sun Prairie. So, yeah, it was close to 11 years for sure for swimming. Yeah.
So do you have an area of expertise that you bring to the coaching staff?
I guess it's just my more experience, I guess, with that I feel confident in my abilities for that reason. I was a distance swimmer throughout, so I feel like my strongest suit is probably more of the freestyle aspect to it. But as Ryan said earlier, like, we are just a strong group. We can all step in at any time. And so, and a lot of these kids, it's just getting that basics down and then kind of working on those basic techniques and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I know that it means a lot to these kids here, but it means a lot later in life. So I guess describe what swimming did for you in terms of your confidence and everything else.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I think swimming taught me the most about myself. And I think besides my parents, the people who have shaped me to who I am were all my coaches growing up. And so I'm like, being able to be that person for these kids and just show them, like, you know, having fun in the pool and, like, you know, winning these races are super important. But it is those friends, it's that team, it's kind of trying your best and working, going to practice every day to get better. Like, those types of skills are just lifelong skills that you can use. And so I'm like, even though I'm only here for this summer, I'm like, again, I remember my coaches from 11 years ago in the beginning. And so I'm like, to be able to make that impact is just so special. So,
yeah. Right. Being a new person in the community too, it's a good way to make friends and meet new people, right?
Oh, 100%. I'm like, these kids are so friendly and their parents are so great. And so, yeah, I'm like, I feel like I know half of Richland Center now by just being involved here. And so it's really awesome. Yeah.
So do you get a fire-up speech with the team or not?
Some kids, I usually will, before a race, I'll try to single them out and be like, all right, remember this, but you got it. You did this before in practice. Like, 100%, it is just getting them excited to swim and excited to race, and just getting comfortable in that water is important. So, yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
Keep up the good work with the Simon Sharks.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah.
Joining us in this report, Nora Vandeweel, and we'll be back with more from the Simons Rec Complex in just a moment.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Coach Chad Hine joins us on WRCO Radio. You've got a good staff around you this year, Coach.
I do. They just came out of the woodwork and, like, how can I help out this year? I contacted Ryan to see if he would come. He said, I'm not sure I'm going to make it. And then things worked out and he was here. And what an inspiration. I'm just a little sad that the kids didn't quite have enough swimmers to get his hair turned blue for this meet. But we did really well.
Was that the goal? They were going to do that?
Oh, yeah. Ryan, he does a lot of motivational things. So he was going to – he told the kids if they took second place at Invite on Saturday that he had dyed his hair blue. And I think we took fourth and we did really well. We had a small team, but I had a big bag of medals that I came back home with. So the swimmers that swam did a wonderful job.
What are the numbers like tonight, Coach?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'd say we're probably 40 or 50 swimmers for our team. I'm not sure what everybody else is at.
But. Sure. But that's more than you had for the last meet, then, it sounds like.
Yeah. The invite, it takes a lot to win an invite.
Uh-huh. So getting into this tonight, you got other teams. What do you know about the other teams coming into the pool tonight?
Well, we have a lot of fun. Prairie du Chien's coach has been around for about 2 or 3 years now and really taking charge. He was, I think, just swimming last year, and now he's coaching again this year and organizing things. And they hosted Invite this year, which was wonderful. We haven't had an invite at Prairie du Chien in a long time, so it's really good to see that team grow and able to host a big event like that, because it's such a wonderful venue over there at Prairie du Chien. They got such a nice area to spread out and watch the meet from, so it's just wonderful to be able to use that venue for a big event again. And I think we have Reesburg, who they're a small team, and they asked if they could join up with a meet with us this week or this year, and I said, yeah, any one of our homies, go ahead, feel free and jump in. So they've joined us here tonight. Sounds like their coach is more used to USA Swim, so this is a little different than that, a little different model, but I think we'll have a great time and they'll do well. And is it Lancaster? Mm-hmm. Or who else is here? I can't even remember who else is here. But it should be a wonderful group of swimmers and a wonderful group of coaches. So really excited and looking forward to see what happens today.
It's interesting. You know, you got Ryan back. You mentioned the Prairie du Chien coach. It's nice to see those swimmers come back and give back a little bit, isn't it?
It is. It's really wonderful to see them come back and give back to the program. You know, they dedicate so much of their lives to it. And to watch those swimmers grow into more of a role model and a coaching is really nice to see.
So you've got the conference meet coming up not too far down the road. The season does go by pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does. It seems like it takes a while, but then once you get in the swing of it, it's done and it's over, and you're like, oh, where did that all go? Yep. So really excited. We're going to be heading to Mineral Point for that meet, where they'll break up the younger age groups in the morning session, and they'll have the older age groups in the evening session because of the length of their pool. Theirs is a 50 yard pool, so it's a lot longer than the little kids are used to swimming, so they break it up because they got to take lanes in and out.
Okay. We talked to the 9 to 10 relay team, and they've got their eye on the wall thinking that maybe, you know, they're going to be close to a record. Anybody else maybe kind of in that ballpark tonight?
Well, I know that my son, if he didn't get a full-time job, he might have been close to a breaststroke record again. But I honestly, I have no idea who's close. Had they not told me that they were close, I probably wouldn't have even known. My focus has always been on just do your best. You know, focus on your time, focus on what you're doing. And that's what they're doing. They're focusing on their time. They're like, hey, coach, I think. And so we just go, yeah, that's great. We're great. And like I said, we always focus on strokes. And there's probably a few more that are close. But I don't know who they are. There's so many of them to keep. It's hard to keep track of all of that. And I'm not a numbers guy.
Well, we salute you for coaching and giving back to the community. How many years have you been doing this, Chad?
I think it's been 11 years now. We had that goofy year of COVID, but I think about 11 years of coaching, plus or minus two.
And you still got a young family involved, so you're probably going to stay involved for a few more years.
It looks like it. It looks that way, yeah. So I've got a 10-year-old, so she'll be in it for a couple more years, I hope. I hope she'll be able to age out of it. But, you know, as kids get older, they baseball or gymnastics or other sports get involved, and they get taken here or there. But I hope to continue coaching for a while longer. It's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding to watch the growth and the progress of these swimmers.
You've got a dancing family as well, a swimming family. You guys are in pretty good shape, it sounds like.
Yeah, and we got play families too.
Yeah,
so
right.
they're all over the place. So when they're not here, they're up at the high school. They're over here at this place and that place. So very involved families. And we've had a lot of families who aged out. So we've had a lot of new families step up and play a part in big ways with the bullpen, with concessions, with lining them up, with making calls. So it's really been a blessing and a amazing thing to see just people just stepping up and like, how can we help? How can we help? So we're really fortunate to have such a great community of parents and swimmers who are just like, what can we do? It really makes the meets go much more smoothly when we have volunteers and parents to help out.
Yeah, behind the scenes, it's just kind of a work in progress. It's like a big jigsaw puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're like, what can I do to help? I was like, I don't even know half the stuff that needs to take place or get set up. So ask this person because they know. But, you know, there's always something to be done, and it's just wonderful to have people stepping up and saying, hey, what can I do?
Sure. Great. Well, we'll let you get to the meet. We know you've got a few things to do here yet tonight. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
You bet. Chad Hying, he's the head coach of the Simon Sharks. We'll let him get back to the pool. It's really a big bevy of all kinds of activity here. Just kind of makes your head spin, Bo.
Yeah, I think my head just stopped spinning for a moment. I'm finally back with you. No, it's been pretty crazy. A lot of energy. These kids coming through and getting ready to swim, you can tell everybody is ready to bring their A game.
We're set up outside here, so we can just kind of look through the window and watch it, but you can probably hear in the background the kids going back and forth, and they are ready to go here tonight, aren't they?
They really are. Some of them even have written on their backs in that, you know, like, eat my bubbles and stuff like that, you know, hey. That's a whole nother level right there that I never thought of.
Eat my bubbles.
Yep, that's the new one right there. Quote that one.
I saw that. That's awesome. Well, we'll be back with more from the Simons Recreation Complex in just a moment. It's home swim time here for the Sharks, and we're here to cover it on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
WRCO Sports on location at the Simon's Recreation Complex, and I am joined by a member of the Simon Shark Swim Team, Else. How do you pronounce your name?
Elsa Norte.
Okay, I'm joined by Elsa Norte. And Elsa, thank you for joining me. Are you excited to be at today's meet?
Yes.
How old are you, Elsa?
I am turning 8 and a half tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Well, happy early birthday then.
Thank you.
What grade are you going to be heading into?
Third.
Wow. Are you having fun this summer so far?
Yes.
So what do you do in terms of the swim team? What is your event?
So I have 5 events. I already did one. So next I have butterfly, I do breast and freestyle, and then another relay.
That's a lot to do in just one event. How do you get yourself prepared to do all of them?
Well, I eat a lot before all of my events.
Okay. Well, are you in anything outside of swim team though?
I'm doing dance this fall.
Well, that sounds like fun. That kind of works hand in hand. You get to stay athletic in both of those. What do you do in dance?
I might do jazz, and I'm doing tap and ballet.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. What's your next event then?
I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're just kind of in that in-between waiting for whatever comes next.
Yes.
Okay, how did your first event go?
Good. We got in first place.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that's a nice early birthday present. Hopefully the rest of the swim meet goes well for you. Thanks for joining me, though.
You're welcome.
That was Elsa Norte here on WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hinrichs.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Here on WRCO Sports at the Simon's Recreation Complex, I'm Bo Hinrichs, and joining me is Zaylee. Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
So, how old are you, Zaylee?
8.
8, okay. And what grade are you in?
I'm about to be in third grade.
So what events are you in on the swim team?
I'm doing backstroke.
Okay, so you do backstroke. How long have you been doing the swim team?
Almost 1 year now.
Okay, are you having fun with the swim team this year?
Yeah, I really like swimming.
Awesome. You've been enjoying your summer too?
Yes.
Do you like to do anything outside of swim team?
Well, when I'm not swimming, I usually like... The other day, I was playing with a ball with Elsa, so...
Good luck in your other events today, and thanks for joining me today. It was nice to meet you. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Neve and Bo Hendricks.
Liam Rogers joins us, a member of the Simon Shark Swim Team. Liam, how's it going for you so far today?
Pretty great.
Tell me how you've done, what you competed in.
I did the 9, 10, 100 meter relay.
And did it feel pretty good?
Yeah.
How did you finish?
Good. We got third place.
Not too bad. What are some other events that you're involved in here tonight?
I play 4-H softball. Oh. I do soccer. I play soccer a lot.
All right. Good. I bet the 4-H softball season is starting to wind down, isn't it?
We just started. We've had 2 games.
Okay.
A few practices. I miss most of practices because I'm here practicing.
You're a busy guy. What is your 4-H club? Who are you a member of?
Pine River Clovers.
Oh, good. Well, that's awesome. Where do you go to school?
Richland Center Intermediate.
Awesome. And are you going to be involved in sports when you get a little bit older?
Yeah, in a month or two, I'm going to be doing cross country.
Are you? All right. So you like running, too?
Yeah.
All right. So do you have some siblings that are on the team here as well?
No. I'm not sure if my brother wants to be in it, but I have a little brother.
Oh, a little brother. Okay. Good deal. That's going to be awesome. So I know the conference meet's coming up here for the Simon Shark Swim Team, and the season goes by pretty fast. You're looking at finishing strong here this year?
Yep, probably.
Good deal. What's your favorite part of the swim meet when you're here at the Simons? What, is it making a lot of friends and everything?
Yeah, playing with friends. Playing with friends a lot.
Uh-huh.
Goofing off.
Goofing off. Well, that's a part of it too, you know.
Eating food.
There you go. What is at the snack bar tonight? I didn't even check. What's the highlight on the snack bar tonight?
I don't know. I really enjoyed my mom made brownies, but they have a cookie dough frosting.
Cookie dough frosting. Oh, man, you're kidding. That's awesome. I'm going to have to check those out.
Yeah, 50 cents.
50 cents. I'll have to borrow some from Bo here maybe. So your mom brought those. I'll have to get those. So do you have those before you get in the pool or not?
I don't know. I eat whenever.
It doesn't bother you if you eat. It used to be you have to wait a half hour before you swim, but maybe that's an old wives' tale. I don't know. Well, good luck. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You bet. That is Liam Rogers, a member of the Simon Shark Swim Team here on WRCO Sports. Our coverage continues in a moment from the Simons Recreation Complex in Richland Center.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each.
Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
From meteorologist Brittany Merlot, for tonight, mainly clear and cool, we're going to drop down to 51. Thursday, mostly sunny, low humidity tomorrow, a high of 77. Tomorrow night, clear and calm with a low near 54. Friday's outlook, mostly sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 79. Into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, 81. Sunday, mixed skies, mugginess returning, maybe a shower and a high of 82. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Aspen Rico joins us in this report from WRCO. Aspen, you're fresh out of the pool. How did it go?
It went good. I think I might have gotten, like, second to last place, maybe.
All right.
You gave it your best.
Yeah. Right.
What event was it?
Freestyle.
Okay. What is your favorite event that you swim here at the Simon Sharks?
It's either breaststroke or butterfly.
Okay. Which one is the easiest for you?
Both.
Okay.
Really easy. The butterfly is just like you. Flap your arms, go up, and then you jump out of the pool, like... And then in breaststroke, same thing, but you like, yeah.
Boy, you know, you make it look so easy. Maybe even I could learn to do it, but I don't know. That'd be tough. How long have you been swimming?
This is my first year at swim team, but I've swum since I was like little.
Well, that's a good talent to have, that's for sure. So can you see yourself being on the team for a long time?
Yeah.
So what are some other things that you're involved in other than swimming this summer?
This summer I'm doing second round in summer school at Riverdale.
Oh, okay, good.
And what are you studying?
We do math, reading, and I have my brother's old teacher,
awesome.
Miss Schneider.
So do you like school?
Yeah, it's fun. Besides, I've been at Cuba City and Riverdale my whole life, and it was Cuba City was not that good, but Riverdale was, and I love it.
Well, that's great. You're in a great school, that's for sure. So you still have some events to go here yet tonight. Are you excited for the rest of the meet?
Yeah.
So you'll be going that direction later. You got a lot of friends on the team, too?
I have a few.
It's been a good opportunity to meet people, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Great.
So when you get in school, are you going to be involved in basketball and volleyball?
We do wrestling.
Wrestling. Oh, yeah. Well, Riverdale's got a great wrestling program.
Yeah, I have so many. Last year, I made it to state.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How did you do at state?
I got fifth place out of 5 girls.
Well, that's all right. That's great.
But they were like 9 because they were the only one in my weight bracket.
You're going to try again this year, aren't you?
I don't know. This year, I twisted my back. My chest was on the mat, but my legs were like standing like my legs were like when like you were laying down. You know what I mean?
I do. So you were like pretzeled then, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, it's been so much fun having you on the air. I like your enthusiasm, and good luck the rest of the meet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Aspen Rico joining us here on WRCO Sports.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Audrey Waterfall joins us in WRCO. Audrey, how old are you?
6.
6? Is this your first team? First year on the team?
Yeah.
So what have you been swimming so far?
Butterfly and back so far.
How have you done so far tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. All right. Does it feel good to get in the pool? It's out here. It's kind of warm to get in the pool. Does it feel pretty good to get in the water?
Yeah.
What are some other things you're doing this summer other than swimming?
I don't know.
Just kind of enjoying summer, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have some other, do you have brothers and sisters that are on the team or not?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a family thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good deal. So where do you go to school?
Primary school.
Primary school, all right. Do you know who your teacher's going to be in the fall?
Mrs. Chambers.
All right, good. What's your favorite subject in school?
Probably math.
Math, wow, I'm impressed. That's good. That was never my favorite subject. So, well, good. So you've been enjoying your, what's your favorite part of being a member of the Shark Swim Team?
Making new friends.
And have you been able to do that?
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, it's so nice to meet you. Thanks for coming over here and joining us. You bet. Yeah, right. Nice job. A 6-year-old member of our broadcast here tonight. That's Audrey Waterfall. And now we'll bring on, we have Brooklyn, right? Brooklyn Worthington. You were a part of that sister duo that kind of made me look a little silly yesterday. You're pretty proud of yourself, aren't you?
I am.
Those are some tough questions. Coach Chad helped you. Was that fun for you?
Yes.
What have you been able to swim so far here tonight for the Sharks?
I swam a medley relay and a 25 freestyle.
All right. So how did your relay team do?
In the heat, I think it maybe got 2nd.
That's good, right?
Yes.
Good. Tough competition here tonight, isn't there?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a family affair. I know your dad helps, your mom is a coach, your sister is here. Can you imagine life without swimming for the Sharks?
I cannot.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So you're looking forward to the new school year?
Yes.
And do you know who your teacher is going to be yet?
Mrs. Janicek.
All right, good. And what is your favorite subject in school?
I like going with my gifted and talented teacher.
So what do you study or what do you do when you go to the gifted and talented segment?
We do reading and math.
Okay, good. So you like both those subjects?
Yes.
Good for you. What do you think swimming is going to do for you? Does it give you confidence to do other things?
Sort of.
Sort of? All right. Do you think you'll be involved in other sports when you get older?
Probably.
Good deal. Well, we appreciate you coming over to join us. Good luck the rest of the night, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. That was Brooklyn Worthington joining us here on WRCO. And Emily Salas. All right, Emily, come on over here. And how are you doing so far tonight?
Good.
What events have you been able to swim?
Medley relay and 25 freestyle.
All right. And how have you finished?
Good.
Good. All right. And how many more events are you going to be involved in tonight, Emily?
I think two or three more.
How many years have you been a shark?
This is my second.
Okay. And you've enjoyed both years here so far?
Yes.
Good. And do you think that you can see yourself being a shark for a long time?
Yes.
Good. Where do you go to school?
I go to Muscadet Riverdale.
Riverdale, all right. That's a good school. And what grade are you going to be in?
Fourth.
Do you know who your teacher is going to be in the fall?
No.
Okay. It'll be a surprise on that first day of school.
Yeah.
The summer is going by pretty fast, isn't it?
Yes.
Are some other summer activities that you're involved in that you'd like to tell us about?
I'm in summer school, and we do fun stuff.
Fun stuff like what?
So the first week that we had it, we just did, like, stuff that we, like, came into in. And then now, because it's session two, we're doing, like, competitions and stuff. And today we were, like, racing over people in the gym.
So you like that competition then?
Yes.
That's kind of like a swim meet, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit. Can you see yourself being involved in other sports as you get older?
Yes.
Like what?
So I do cheer, and I did softball, but I don't think I'm doing it no more.
Well, it's important to try everything, isn't it?
Yes.
What other events are you going to swim here yet tonight, Emily?
I'm doing butterfly, and then 50 free, and freestyle relay.
You stay busy, don't you?
Yes.
What's your favorite event of the night?
Probably 50 free.
Well, keep us posted on how you do. Thanks for coming over and talking to us.
Yep.
Nice to meet you. Emily Salas joins us here on WRCO Radio. And come on over. What is your name?
Mackenzie Kramer.
All right, Mackenzie. Good to have you on here. So what have you been able to swim so far?
Well, I've been... What's this one?
I don't know. What is that? Do you know what that is, Bo?
Breaststroke.
Breaststroke.
All right. So did that go pretty well for you?
Yeah, and then we did...
Butterfly?
No.
No?
Butterflies.
That's butterfly. Okay. For the radio audience, they can't see. She's acting these out for us here tonight.
I feel like I'm playing charades.
Yeah, I know. Sounds like...
We did breast and front crawl, I think.
All right. Nice. All right. How long have you been swimming?
I just got out of one.
Okay. Good.
And then I got butterfly and another front crawl.
Awesome. That's great. Where do you go to school?
Eagle.
Eagle School. That's a nice school. Good. What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Math. All these swimmers are coming through saying they like math. I'm impressed. That's great. What are some other sports that you'd like to be involved in maybe when you get older?
Well, last night my dad had softball.
So maybe you'll play softball someday?
Yeah.
Think you'll be able to hit the ball farther than your dad someday?
Well, he goes far.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah.
Give it a shot anyway.
Yeah.
Summer's going by really fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you like school. I'm guessing you're looking forward to the fall.
Yeah, but not when I homeschool.
Oh, okay. So you've homeschooled as well?
Well, I'm going to.
Oh, I see.
I used to want to homeschool, but now I don't.
Oh, I see. So you like going to Eagle then?
Yeah.
Great. Well, it looks like you're getting a good education there. What are some other events you're going to be involved in yet tonight? What do you have to swim yet?
butterfly and another front claw. Okay.
Good deal. Well, we appreciate coming over to talk to us. Good luck. We'll let you get in the pool.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for joining us here on WRCO Radio. That was little Miss Kramer. Nice job there, and we'll let her get back. Boy, she has to jump in the pool. If you could just bottle up some of this energy, Bo.
I would, if I could bottle this energy up, I think I would feel about 10 years younger. You know, it's everybody that's come on has all of this energy. It makes me want to go and swim. I won't because I want the team to do well, but I'm tempted.
We could do a radio announcer lap later tonight, but we might be late getting on the air tomorrow because it might take us a while to get around the pool.
Do they have an EMT on hand?
I think they do. They got a defib machine anyway.
Okay, well then, yeah, I like my odds. I'll take you on.
We'll be back with more from the Simons Recreation Complex in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Hinrichs.
Madeline Ringelstetter is our guest on WRCO during this just sea of activity here at the Simon's Recreation Complex. All this energy. Boy, it's a wild place tonight, isn't it, Madeline?
Yeah, it is.
Do you kind of feed off that energy of all the parents and all the swimmers and everything?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Tell me what you've been able to swim so far yet.
I've been able to swim the 200 medley relay, and I just did the 50 free. Okay.
Do you like the relays where there are other teammates, or do you like the individual events where you're the only one out there?
I think I like both of them. Yeah, I like both of them equally. Yeah.
When you're out there by yourself swimming, you can't blame anybody else but yourself, right? You got to do it.
Yeah, I got to do it.
How did you finish then in the individual event?
I finished last doing the freestyle.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not sure where we came in, but we got pretty close to, yeah. Yeah, we got pretty close.
So how long have you been a member of the Sharks?
Almost about 3 years.
Do you like Coach Chad?
Yeah, I do. He's nice.
He does a good job.
Yeah, he does.
And you've got some other coaches this year, Coach Stephanie and Coach Ryan, Coach Nora. So do they kind of give you some advice as well?
Yeah. Well, I think Coach Nora taught us that when you put – okay, I just need to remember. Like, okay, so when you're doing your five last strokes – just don't breathe into that and just pound through it and just get to the finish.
Did that help you, that advice?
It did. Okay. It did.
What other events are you involved in tonight?
I'm doing the IM. Okay. Yep. And the 50 breaststroke. And at the end, I'm doing the 200 free relay.
Well, good luck with that, too.
Yep.
Where do you go to school?
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, all right. What do you like the most about going to St. Mary's?
I like all the friends I made there. Okay. Yeah.
Are some of them on the team here as well?
No, okay. None of them, actually. It's just me.
So you've made some new friends, probably some other area schools too, right?
Yes, I have.
Can you see yourself being involved in sports and some other fun things when you get to school, high school, middle school?
I do basketball and... I probably will still be doing swimming and dance. That's, yeah.
You're going to be busy then.
Yeah, I am.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Math, actually.
How come everybody loves math around here? And this is amazing.
It's the best. It's the best because the teachers are so nice and they help you through it. And yeah, yeah.
I commend you. That is awesome. Good luck with the rest of your events here tonight. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. And yeah, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Madeline Ringelstetter on WRCO Radio. And let's bring over, this is Mr. Hying. How you doing?
Good.
Clancy, right?
Yep.
Are you involved in the play as well?
Yeah, I am.
It's kind of a family affair, the Music Man, for the Hying family, isn't it?
Yep, everyone but Connor.
Oh, okay. So he's kind of the odd person out here then.
Yeah, right now he's in, I think, Platteville, because he's working for Digman Construction, I think.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
He's got an excuse. He's working.
Yeah.
What have you been able to swim so far?
The relay and 50 free.
Okay. And how have you done?
Third in both.
Third in both. Okay, not bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or at least heat, at least third in my heat for the for 50 free.
What do you consider your best event, your best event for the team?
Like overall, it's probably be freestyle because that's my fastest stroke. Okay. And I usually can just zoom if I'm ready.
So do you guys, are you going to be watching the Olympics and watching some of that activity this year?
Nah, probably not. We don't usually do that. We just hear about it sometimes.
Hear about it, okay. What are some other sports and activities you're involved in?
I do soccer. We do lots of fun sports at church and school just for fun. Like, we do soccer, like backyard soccer at church. And we sometimes play, like, half-field football at church.
Okay.
And all sorts of other fun sports. Sometimes we even play kickball.
Awesome. Do you do dance, too?
Yeah, I do Irish dance.
Irish dance. Boy, it all takes a lot of wind. You must be in pretty good shape.
That's what you think.
I think you are. All right. And so then this next school year, what grade are you going to be in?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. Wow. You've been growing up here on us. What is your favorite subject in school?
That's very, I have no idea, but it probably comes to a tie between art and language.
Okay. You thought about a career, what you like to do someday when your schooling days are done, maybe? What you like to do?
Still no thought, but when I'm turning 14, I'm hoping to be able to work at Papa Murphy's.
All right.
That's what my sister Chloe does and what Connor used to do until he got his new job.
Sure. So make a little coin on the side then.
Yep. I mean,
good for you. Mm-hmm. So good luck, and we're going to watch you in the Music Band. Do you have a speaking role?
I mean, I only say one thing, and that's basically a group thing. It's just Shapoopy.
Oh, you say Shapoopy.
Yeah.
So you got that line down pretty well.
Yep. It's also one that everyone else says. But even though I'm not a named role, I still have a quite important part because in one of the songs, I'm like a demonstration. So
okay.
Kind of happy about that.
Wonderful.
Might not have been able to be a main role, but at least I'm able to be like important-ish.
Right. Well, I'm going to look forward to seeing that play. So good luck with that. Good luck with the rest of the meet tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Clancy Hying joining us on this report from WRCO. We'll be right back.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Henricks.
Here on the Simon's Recreation Complex, I'm Bo Henricks, and joining me as a member of the Simon Shark Swim Team, Cameron Keene. Thanks for joining me, Cameron.
You're welcome.
So, Cameron, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
And what grade are you going to be heading into?
Seventh.
Awesome. Have you been enjoying summer so far?
Very much.
What events are you all in here on the swim team?
I'm doing both relays, otherwise back, fly, and the IM.
And how do you prepare? How do you like to prepare when it comes to getting ready for one of these meets?
Practicing during practice, which definitely helps.
I would imagine so. What else do you like to do outside of, you know, swim team?
Basketball, if we're including sports, otherwise hanging out with friends, and definitely going on trips.
Yeah, have you had a chance to do much of that this summer?
Yeah, I've been able to do a lot of that. We usually go to the pool, and then I haven't really been able to do basketball, but otherwise I've been on a few trips.
Awesome. Well, that's great. And so what's your next event coming up?
Backstroke.
All right. Well, good luck with that, and hopefully you'll do well on that as well. So thank you for joining me, Cameron. It was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks. All right. And up next here, joining me is McKenna Muller. Hi, McKenna. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Hi.
And how old are you, McKenna?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay. And what grade are you heading into?
Seventh.
Okay. Are you excited to head to the seventh grade?
Yeah.
So what events are you all in on the swim team?
I'm doing backstroke, or not backstroke, sorry, breaststroke, and I'm doing 100 freestyle and then the two relays.
Okay, how long have you been a member of the team?
I've been in it since I was like really little, maybe like 5 or 6.
So you're one of the more veterans now on the team. You get to help out all the new kids coming on.
Yeah.
What do you like to do outside of the swim team during the summer?
Go to the pool a lot, hang out with like my friends, and definitely go on vacation.
Cool. Have you had a chance to do that this summer so far?
Yeah, we went to Colorado.
Oh, that must have been a fun time. Did you go into anywhere specific while you were there?
This time, no. We were more in the downtown area, but we went before, and we went to like Winter Park and Rocky Mountains and stuff like that.
Colorado is just an amazing place to go. It's so beautiful over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I love watching the sunsets with the mountains.
Oh, I bet. That would be amazing. Now, do you have any other events going on still today? What's your next one?
My next one is 100 freestyle.
All right. Well, good luck. And it was nice to meet you. Nice to meet you too, Cameron. And here on WRCO Sports for this report, I'm Bo Henricks.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today. Napa know-how.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team annual special broadcast from WRCO-FM Radio Sports. We're back to Simon's Recreation Complex, where we join WRCO's Phil Nee and Bo Henricks.
Maury Wright is our guest on WRCO Radio. Maury, what grade are you going to be in the fall?
I'm going into 8th.
All right. How long have you been a member of the Sharks?
Probably since I was 6 or 7 years old.
Wow, so you're a veteran of this team, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember that as you see some of these youngsters that are just starting out? Do you remember what it was like when you were that age?
No, not really.
Don't you? Kind of a blur then, in other words. What have you been able to swim so far?
So far, I have swam the 15-18 medley relay and the 13-14 50 free.
What's your best event personally, do you think?
Probably breaststroke.
Okay. So that's still to come?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a couple of events to go yet here tonight then?
Yeah.
Good. What are some other things you're involved in during the summer other than the swim team?
Not much. Well, not much now. During the beginning of summer, I do summer camp, and this year I took a trip up to the Boundary Waters.
Awesome. So you've been able to have a little vacation this year then too?
Yeah.
Good. Looking forward to the new school year starting?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Summer goes by pretty fast, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Probably history.
History, all right. That's good. That, I haven't had a history. We've had a lot of math here tonight saying that was her favorite subject, but history, what's your favorite part of history to study?
Probably a lot of it during Greek and Roman times.
Okay.
Wonderful. Very interesting part of history.
Yeah, it really is. So as far as other events, you're going to be involved in some extracurriculars in school, other sports?
Not extracurriculars in school, but I will be doing soccer during the spring and fall.
Oh, okay. You like soccer?
Yeah.
What's your favorite position to play on the field?
Probably defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you thought about a career, what you'd like to do when your schooling days are done?
Yeah. I'd probably like to do something in computer engineering.
Good for you. Yeah. What events do you have to swim here yet tonight?
Butterfly, breaststroke, and the 1518.